National Talk Black. Have your say in Yarn Up Strong. Give me a call, 1-800-422-416. Call that number, Yarn Up with yours truly, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev. Murray from Macquarie, live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns on Yindinji Country. That's BBM Bumba Brit Media, 98.7 FM. And we go across the nation thanks to News, National News Radio Service. All right, winners announced for 29th Annual Ernie's Awards for Sexism. We're going to catch up a yarn now with Meredith Bergen, Bergman, President of the New South Wales Legislative Council on the line. Meredith, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. And I'm not the president at present, but I was.
Is that right? So yeah. you've taken that hat off, have you?
Yes, I'm now retired.
Well, living the life. Thank you very much, Meredith. So let's talk about this winners announced for 29th Annual Ernie's Awards for Sexism. Who we got?
Now, before we start,
yes.
I have to say, and you're the first media outlet in the nation to know this, we've had to actually change the Gold Ernie winner because of discussions with the senator.
Okay.
Who had won it. So there is a new winner for the Gold Ernie.
Okay, so National Talk Black, Indigenous Media, we've got the lowdown first up.
You have the absolutely breaking news.
There it is, breaking news. So enlighten us, please, Meredith, thank you.
Well, the original winner was Senator Erica Betts. For something he had said, but
yes.
The person who came second, so he's now the actual winner, was Scott Morrison for that. Well, he got it for a number of, for his entire work.
Mm.
One was for talking about the Women's March for Justice, you know,
yes.
The big demo outside
yes.
Parliament of women. He said, "This is a vibrant liberal democracy, Mr. Speaker. Not far from here, such marches, even now, are being met with bullets. But not here
yeah.
in this country."
Exactly.
And when he was talking about Brittany Higgins' allegations of rape, he said, "Jenny and I spoke last night and she said to me, you have to think about this as a father first. What would you want if it were our girls?"
Exactly.
Jenny has a way of clarifying
yes.
things.
Well, you know, and in actual fact, he should have been thinking along those lines, hey?
And also, of course, he said to Grace Tame, the wonderful Australian of the Year, after her speech talking about her experience of child sexual abuse, he went up to her and sort of whispered in her ear, "Well, gee, I bet it felt good to get that out."
Mm, yes.
So we think he's just a not very understanding Prime Minister.
Mm.
But there are some other very good winners of the various categories. I like the sport warning, which went to
Ricky Stewart. Yes.
The sport Ernie is called the warning, of course.
The warning,
and,
yeah.
Ricky Stewart,
Canberra Raiders coach.
Coach of the Canberra Raiders, said, "If I can't have tough conversations with my better players, I might as well coach netball." Ouch.
Ouch. Exactly. That's a slap in the face
and,
of netballers.
The various... The judicial silver Ernie went to Judge Robert Sutherland from the New South Wales Court, talking about a young man who hit a young woman after telling her to put her tits away.
Yeah.
And this judge wished Drummond good luck and concluded he made a lewd and completely inappropriate remark towards someone he didn't know but whose dress might have been perceived by a former student of Knox to be provocative.
Whoa.
And, of course, let the guy off.
Yes.
But we also have the ELA.
What's the ELA?
For women who make remarks least helpful to the sisterhood.
Mm.
And that was a dead heat between Linda Reynolds, the Minister for Disability Services, who referred to Brittany Higgins as a lying cow.
Wow, yeah.
And Tina McQueen, the Federal Liberal Party Vice President, who said in a meeting, "I would kill to be sexually harassed at the moment."
Oh, wow.
So there are some people that still don't...
Penny doesn't drop.
The 2020s is about. But we also have the good Ernie, the men doing better.
Yep.
And this year it went to... Senator Eric Abetz. Between Richard Hines, the ABC sports reporter, who said, "I've no idea whether Rugby Australia CEO Raylene Castle was a good CEO or a disaster. I'm 100% certain women in power are still held to a much higher account than men.
Mm.
So you see, we get a lot of different quotes.
Yes, exactly. Exactly. Meredith, thank you. That's Meredith Bergman and breaking news. Winners announced for 29th annual annual Ernie's Awards for Sexism. There it is. Right from, you could say, horse's mouth in regarding statement. Think before you open your mouth. Think before you look before you leap, so to speak. That's the message I'm picking up there for such awards. And ScoMo, Scott Morris, was top there in regarding the statement. But, well, his lovely wife, Jenny. Jenny and I spoke last night. She said to me, you have to think about this as a father first. What would you do if it was one of our girls? Jenny has a way of clarifying things. Have you saying Yarn Up Strong? Add to the conversation here. National Talk Black. That deadly number here is 1-800-422-416. Yarn Up with the bully one here. Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from Macquarie. Live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns on Yidinja Country. That's BB and Bumbabrip Media, 98.7 FM. And we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National News Radio Service. All right, Yarn Up Strong. I'm going to catch up a yarn now with Donna Green and talk about environmental, well, she's an environmental scientist, and talk about tracking health and climate change report. And on the line we have Donna. Good morning, Donna. How are you?
Good, thanks.
Good, Donna. Trevor here. So where are you based, Donna?
I'm in Sydney at the moment.
Okay. And so talking about tracking health and climate change report. So where are we at with the report?
Yeah, could I tell you a little bit about where the report came from, maybe?
Yeah, let's do that. Start with that. Yeah, thank you, Donna.
Sure. So every year there's an assessment of the policies that the government has that will hopefully reduce the impact of climate change on our health. So mm-hmm. there are a number of different sections within the report, and every year we update them to see whether or not the policies are improving impacts on our health and reducing impact on climate or not.
Yes. And this year's report highlights?
So this year's report for the first time had included an Indigenous health component. Mm-hmm. Many of the Indigenous communities, as I'm sure your listeners are aware, suffer some significant disadvantages in terms of housing or access to social services. And some of those same factors will actually reduce resilience to climate change. So this report for the first year actually had a section to identify those, and in subsequent years will be...
So we didn't get left out this time, Donna.
Didn't get left out this time. Although I'd love to say, if anyone's listening and wants to actually get involved in next year's writing, I'm a white woman down in Sydney. I would love to have an Indigenous person involved in actually writing the report next time.
Beautiful, beautiful. That's a nice opportunity. Fantastic opportunity.
Yeah, yeah.
How do people get in touch with you, Donna?
Look up Donna Green at UNSW for the University of New South Wales.
Yes.
Online, or get in touch through the radio.
Yes.
It's not a big piece of work. So I don't think there's a lot of work there, but I'd love to have an Indigenous voice directly on the report for next year.
Beautiful. Thank you. So every year this report comes out, is that right? And you keep an eye on it.
Yep.
Of course.
Yep. Yep.
And the government's saying, well, the government needs to do their bit in regarding members of the UN, and we're talking about global climate, and we are in the globe, are we not, you know? So we need to do our bit regarding protecting Mother Earth.
Absolutely, and one thing that is increasingly important is get the Indigenous voice out on how to actually look after country so it looks after us.
Yes.
And that's something that I think is missing from a lot of the national conversation about how we do something to protect our climate.
Well, exactly. When we're talking about First Nation of this country, we're talking about the longest living culture on planet Earth. I believe First Nation people across the globe have got an input, and it's good to see that Australia's making that mark.
Absolutely. Yep, you've managed to look after this landmass and sea country for a very long time. We should be listening to you.
Yeah, thank you very much. So fantastic that we're looking at a report, keeping an eye on a report, and with that, do you help put the information across the table for government to take on board, to help with their decisions?
Well, hopefully it feeds into what will be happening, like you say, with this big UN meeting that's happening in Glasgow, starting off next week. We don't think that the commitments that the federal government are bringing to the table are really strong enough yet.
Mm.
And one of the benefits we'd really like to see is Indigenous voice getting into managing country, but also importantly, looking at this green energy transformation. So that's to be able to get jobs and livelihoods
Yes.
in industries and sectors that actually help protect the country, and Indigenous people have a voice about what development is happening on their lands, especially if it's talking about putting in large-scale renewables like solar or wind farms, that they're not excluded or they're not, given the short end of the stick, which has happened before with some mining agreements. We'd like to see that a bit different this time around.
Exactly. Don, it also highlights the so-called closing the gap. When you're talking about housing, you're talking about employment, you're talking about health and what have you, that's, like I said, it just highlights it in regard to this report.
Yes, it gives another angle to show that there's another way we're going to have to think, unfortunately, about thinking the future to close the gap, because unless we get on with this and really invest properly to improve Indigenous health, the Aboriginal and Islander health, we're going to have another problem with climate actually potentially expanding or stretching that gap back out. So we really need to get on top of this sooner rather than later.
Yeah, beautiful. Well, we're having this conversation on First Nation radio station and the National Talk Back program. So thank you very much, Donna, for enlightening us, and we need to get it together.
Well put. Thank you so much, Trevor.
Thank you, Donna. You take care. Bye-bye.
You too. Bye now.
Donna Green, her name is, environmental scientist, and talk about the media alert, tracking health and climate report. And the first time ever, there's a statement there regarding First Nation people decreasing work and productivity and disproportionately threatening the well-being of Indigenous Australians. And also Donna's calling out for an Indigenous writer to come to the table for next year's report. So it's not a big job, but if you're good at writing and you want to use that as a tool and talking for First Nation people of this country, then give Donna a call. Donna's number is 0417 455 920. Number again for Donna Green, 0417 455 920. And comes from Monash University. So there it is. So have your say, Yarn Up Strong. Add to the conversation here, National Talk Black, 1-800-422-416.
My name's Jared Harbrow from the Gold Coast Suns. You're tuned in to National Talk Black with Trendy Trev.
1-800-422-416.
I watched you grow from a little flower, and I showered you with buckets of love. I'll be there when you lift your wings to fly, 'cause now you're fast becoming a pretty little dove. My love is deeper than the deepest ocean, higher than the highest star. It's here, it's there, it's everywhere. We'll always be wherever you are, 'cause you're daddy's little lady. Left on my chest when you was just a baby, and your little heartbeat was tuned to mine. I can still remember the first time you looked in my eyes and gave me a big smile and called me daddy. My love is deeper than the deepest ocean, higher than the highest star. It's here, it's there, it's everywhere. We'll always be wherever you daddy's little lady. Daddy's little lady.
like to sing a lullaby for you. So, a beautiful song. Travelled amongst many different Aboriginal tribes.
G'day, you mob. This is Tanya Kernaghan with Trendy Trev, and you're tuned in to National Talk Black.
Call us now, 1-800-422-416.
Freedom is freedom. Reach yourself from desire, not decree. Believing is believing. Believe in yourself, now that's the key. Tighten out and stand up. Stand up, raise your fist for what is right. No more silence. We must all join hands, show how might. For the common welfare, it's something we all should share. Tyranny must end now. And this is ours. The collective so they can't control. You and me, we need to be thinking as one to fix the whole. Our children are our children. Do we just leave them as for them? They will have the knowledge. See this through to the end. For the common welfare, it's something we all should share. Tyranny must end now. Whether it comes from the gun or television, we don't have to listen to the propaganda. It's all wrong. Justice is justice. Mother Earth has had enough. All this destruction for nothing more than greed. So we must change for the common welfare. It's something we all should share. Tyranny must end.
Common Welfare, that's Green Hand Band, Green Hand Band EP. This is your daily program, National Talk Black. Have you saying Yarn Up Strong? Deadly number here is 1-800-422-416. Yarn Up with the bully one. Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev Murray from the Curry running his teeth in for somebody else. Shut up. Coming to you live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns. That's on Yidinji Country, BBM, Bumber Brip Media, 98.7 FM. And we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National Disability Service. A big shout out to Wood Chopin doing pop-ups. That's for the COVID vaccine tents. Get your jab now, and that's between the 25th to the 29th of October, 9:30 a.m. to 3 o'clock around the area here. Well, we had it yesterday, Monday Brothers Hockey Club. Today happening at Reserve RSL Reserve Edmonton, 2432 Armstrong Street. So get your jab there, 9:30 till 3 o'clock this afternoon. Happening on Wednesday, tomorrow, Murrow Way Community Hub. 86 Anderson Street, Manunda. And on Thursday, Kuyam Hostel, 162 to 164 Grafton Street. And on Friday, Kalu Park, and that's at Cavalcade Street, White Rock. So thank you very much, Wu Chopra, doing that bit. Get your jab, or turn up there and have the conversation with the staff about the jab if you're still sitting on the fence. We need to protect our community, vulnerable community, in regard to this pandemic. So do what you need to do to protect yourself, protect your family. And like I said, you can do the COVID vaccine tents, the pop-ups, thanks to Wu Chopran. Get your jab now, or get the conversation in regarding the jab. Another community announcement here, Colin and Vivian Hodges and Baby Hodges, Tombstone Unveiling. That's happening on the 30th of October, 2021, Bibinda Cemetery at 9 a.m. And the feasting following this event will be at the Bibinda Football Grounds for afternoon tea and supper. Thank you very much. And so love and thoughts going out to the Hodges family. And that's for Colleen and Vivian and Baby Hodges, Tombstone Unveiling. Have you seen Yana Strong? Add to the conversation here, National Talk Black, 1-800-422-416.
G'day folks, Troy Cassidale here. You're with Trevor on National Talk Black. Don't move that dial.
Come on, drive it. Drive it like you stole it, son. Drive it. We'll be right back.
Yeah, welcome back to your daily program, National Talk Black. Have your say and yarn up strong. Daily number here is 1-800-422-416. Call that number, yarn with yours truly, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from the Curry. I'm your host for your daily program, National Talk Black, and we come to you live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns on your Dingy Country. That's BBM Bumbabrip Media, 98.7 FM, and we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National Just Radio Service. Now, Amazon Prime Video and Loud Bible Australia announces new exclusive investigative documentary series, Unheard, giving voices to the victims of racial injustice in Australia. Unheard will give Prime members an insight into critical issues of racial discrimination in Australia. And look, one of it is about the death of David Dungoy Jr. And David Dungoy Jr. was a 26-year-old Dungeti man who died in corrective services custody at the Long Bay Correctional Facility on the 29th of December 2015. We're going to catch up a yarn now with Jack Steele, director, producer of the series. Jack, you there? Good morning.
G'day, mate. How are you?
I'm well. Thank you, Jack, for coming to the program. Where are you based, Jack?
I'm in the Wangal country down in Sydney.
Oh, beautiful, brother. Thank you very much. Look, Amazon Prime Video and Loud Bible Australia announces new exclusive investigative documentary series, Unheard. So, yeah, tell us about it, please, brother.
So it's a six-part series that focuses key racial discrimination issues within Australia. The two episodes that I worked on for the Indigenous Death in Custody was what you mentioned on David Dungay Jr.'s death and the many others.
Of course.
And then the targeting of Indigenous youth, you know, within the various systems of this country, you know, whether it be police or education, healthcare, you know, family services and things like that.
And also this Prime Video has Unheard has gone global as well, US and United Kingdom as well, Canada.
Yeah, well, I mean, it was really important between us and the series producer, Sean, and the other mob at Loud Bible, was that we wanted to get these issues out into a global audience.
Yes.
Because, you know, we sometimes talk about it a lot here in this country.
It falls on deaf ears sometimes, doesn't it, Jack?
Yeah, and so, you know, it was kind of like we didn't want to keep sort of preaching to the choir and stuff, you know, because we all, us mob, we all live this and we all know these experiences, but not many other people do. And so we thought it was important to kind of get it out there in front of the rest of the world to kind of get that, you know, conversation started globally. You know,
well, exactly.
We all know the story of David, we all know the story of George Floyd, but not everyone knows the story of David Dungay Jr. And the stories are so similar, you know?
Well, exactly. And when you look at the Black Lives Matter and with the death of a brother there in the States, George Floyd, a lot of people, especially in Australia, thought that we were just jumping on the bandwagon. But we're talking about 430 odd deaths, black deaths in custody in this country, well before brother George, you know? So, you know, it is what it is, isn't it?
Yeah, totally. And I mean, you know, like a lot of people don't quite, you know, understand it. Like, you know, our population size is quite smaller than the US. So, you know, the total number of cases and stuff is hard to compare it to that. But when you kind of look at the figures from, you know, when we first started doing this episode, the total figures were like 412 or something. Now it's up to like 475 or something.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, so in that 1 year, you know, we went up, you know, 60-odd cases. And still nothing's been done about it.
And so we look at these Prime Videos or use them as a tool, as a voice for our people, you know what I mean? And by any means necessary, let's use the words of Malcolm X, but it's about getting the information out there and highlighting what's going on in this country with First Nation people.
That's exactly right. And, you know, and Amazon have been such a great, like Amazon Prime Video have been such a great support on that and great partner on that. You know, like they were really impressed when we first sent out, you know, the rough cuts and stuff, and then they were just like bang on with just trying to get it out there to as many people as they can, which I think is going to be really great.
Mm. Jack, how did you get involved? You're a director and producer, so how did you get amongst this? And tell us your story there quickly, Jack. Thank you.
Well, I'm a Wiradjuri fella from Orange, New South Wales.
Yes.
But I moved to Sydney and you know, I've been in filmmaking and been directing for a number of years now. And Sean had kind of just followed some of my previous work and got in touch and said that he was going to do this project. And he had this idea and it was really important to him. And, like, from the first meeting, I said, this is definitely something I've got to be involved with. But I wanted to make sure that the families wanted me involved first. You know, like, I didn't want to... throughout this whole process, never wanted to make it my voice. It always had to be the family's voice.
Yes.
And so the moment that I went and met the family and stuff was just basically asking them if they, you know, if they trusted me, if they got a good vibe for me and stuff. And, like, from the get-go, they were just, like, gave me their total support and total trust. And yeah, basically just kind of went from there.
Well, it's meant to be, and our ancestors are speaking strong from the grave, and their spirits are with us. So thank you very much for sharing, Jack, and look, all the best to your mob, your team there, your family, stay safe, and we'll yarn soon, brother.
Yeah, no worries. Thanks for having me on.
Take care, Jack. Bye-bye.
Yeah, mate. Bye.
Jack Steele, his name is, director, producer, and we're talking about Amazon Prime Video and Loud Bible, which Loud Bible Australia, and they've announced the new exclusive investigative documentary series called Unheard, giving voices to the victims of racial injustice in Australia. And the Prime Video was launched and went across to USA, United Kingdom, Canada, South Africa and New Zealand, and that happened on the 29th of October. So that was... 2026? No, it's happening soon. Next couple of days, there it is. Murray, don't know where he is. I'm still in Cloncurry mode. Big shout out to your mob there, Cloncurry. This is your daily program, National Talk Black. Have you saying Yarn Up Strong, a voice for our people. Do utilise it. It is your vehicle. I'm just driving it. That's all I'm doing. But having your say, Yarn Up Strong, 1-800-422-416 is the number you need to call to have your say. Too deadly. Alco Island Boys, Saltwater Band, here on your daily program, National Talk Black. Have your say in Yarn Up Strong. Yarn Up with the Bully One here, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from the Curry. Live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns on your dingy country, BBM Bumba Brip Media, 98.7 FM. And we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National Digital Value Service. So give us a call, have your say, 1-800-422-416. All right, now, Northern Australian Committee has tabled a final report of its inquiry into the destruction of 46,000-year-old caves at the Jungun Gorge in the Pilbara region of Western Australia. And the report follows on the work of the committee's interim report, Never Again, tabled on the 9th of December 2020, despite the impact of COVID-19, have been successful in producing a complete examination of the issues brought to light throughout the inquiry. We're going to catch up a yarn now with the Honourable Warren Inch, MP, on the line. Warren, good morning. How are you?
Hello, Trendy Trev. I'm very, very well.
Good to hear your voice, my friend. Are you in Cairns or where are you?
In Canberra, in coal country, mate.
Canberra, coal country. Big shout out to the mob down there.
Yeah, no, it's a bit cool. It was 4 degrees this morning and here we are towards the end of spring.
Yeah, well, it's hot, damn hot up here in far north Queensland, but you know all about that. Let's talk about this fantastic report. A thumbs up and move in the right direction for First Nation people across this country.
Well, as long as it gets implemented, I mean, this certainly had an impact on me as the chair. I mean, there were things that I saw that I didn't know was happening and I was very, very disappointed. The destruction of the Jugan Rock Shelter was something that I didn't realise how much it would affect me, because while it was certainly traditional place for the PKKP people, the traditional owners, and, dated back some 46,000-plus years.
Yes.
What it made me realise as we embarked on this inquiry, that it's just not about the cultural heritage and the historical heritage of the PKK people. It's about all of us as Australians.
Well, exactly. And the disaster was a wake-up call, wasn't it? A serious deficiency in protection of Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander cultural heritage.
And it, at the end of the day, it's the heritage of all of us, of all of us as Australians. I mean, tracing back 6,000 years, I think it's something that we should, we all should embrace. And so we took a very serious look at this. And the report needs to be looked at in two sections. First of all, as you mentioned, the Never Again, which was the interim report that we put out in December last year, which specifically focused on the destruction of the shelters, or the shelter, and by Rio, and the fact that the PKK people were they faced a perfect storm. They were let down not only by the state government and the federal government, by Rio, but they were also let down by their own legal representatives, who really didn't push hard enough.
Took their eyes off the ball.
The protection. When they rang up to report, rather than insist that the ministers, they talked to a minister, they just left it with the receptionist and did nothing else. And when asked in the inquiry, why on earth, given the urgency, didn't you raise it with the receptionist and say, I want to talk to a minister or I want to talk to another senior advisor, the response was quite unbelievable. This is a person that is paid by the PKK people. The response was, it wasn't within my brief.
It's still in the in-tray.
It's just unbelievable. But anyway, having said that, and can I just give you a little bit of an update on the Jugan Rock shelters? There are, in fact, six shelters in this very short gorge. It's not that long. The key to the gorge, when you look at it, it's very, very harsh country. But to understand why people would be there for so long, but when you look to the bottom end of the gorge, it's only very shallow. It's not that deep.
Yes.
There is a rock pool. It's about a permanent rock hole, which is only about a metre and a half in diameter. It's what they call the head of the snake that goes through the gorge. Mm. Now, within that gorge, there are six shelters. But the one that was the one of the most important one there that we were aware of was number two, and that's where they'd excavated into the floor by 2 metres, and that's where they found evidence of some 46,000-plus years extension. When they detonated the site, and they detonated it for $30 million worth of ore, that's what they were hoping to extract.
Yes.
The damage was the shelter, number two shelter was completely destroyed, but the number one had shelter had some rubble in it, but my understanding is they've been able to recover that rubble off it, so number one still remains undamaged. The shelter in number two is gone, but the floor is still there, so that history, that 46,000 years, they still got access to that. The other four shelters were undamaged.
Okay. But now, the mining has stopped there, hasn't it? There's no continuation?
That's all the more. No, there is no touching there anymore.
Yeah. Okay.
And what happened, of course, they disrupted the water, which was absolutely critical to the future of that place. Yeah. But in recent times, they put in hydrologists and others. In recent times, that water has been restored.
Good.
So you know, that's the positive that come out of it. The other positive, of course, is the whole world took notice of this, and all the investors in Rio and other mining companies said, never again. We do not want this to happen again. And so even the other mining companies are now saying no. So what we did after that, we then went the way forward, which is the second report, which you've just released. And in that, we looked at all of the jurisdictions in every state and territory, which there were flaws in all of them. Mm. It was disappointing to know that there wasn't one of these where there was actually a full protection for cultural and historical sites. And so with our recommendations, the first one is that we've got to have somewhere where the buck stops.
Yes.
So rather than in what happened in the case of Juukan, where they were working under legislation from the from West Australia, which gave them the legal authority to destroy those shelters, we say that there needs to be overarching Commonwealth legislation. If all else fails, that overarching legislation will be there to protect the sites. The second one, of course, is when this lawyer started ringing around, even with the Commonwealth, he rang the Environment Minister's office, he rang the Indigenous Affairs Minister's office, so there was confusion on where he should go. So what we're saying is bring the two together.
Exactly.
So anything in relation to cultural sites or historical sites actually be established under a separate department in the Indigenous Affairs Minister's office, so that there's a one-stop shop. The other thing, of course, the Native Title Act for 1993 not been reviewed. And I would say,
so there was a hole in the legislation from the word go.
You know, 30 years it's time to look at that and review it.
Exactly. So
there's another key recommendation that we've put up there. And there were 313 pages. We've got some very, very good feedback on it.
Good.
The governments now have... We can't tell the state governments what to do, but they've certainly been put on notice.
Mm-hmm.
We're waiting on the West Australian reviewed legislation to come through. We haven't seen that yet, but we've put them all in the federal government on notice. We expect them to come in within the next 6 months and with a response to all of our recommendations. There's only seven.
Mm-hmm.
We expect them. They're very strong ones. And, you know, I've got people like Paddy Dodson and others that are on this committee, and we'll make sure that we hold them accountable to it, mate. It was a very, very good...
It protects all our cultural heritage sites across this nation for all First Nations people, and First Nations people need to be at the table in regard to the decisions.
Absolutely. In fact, this is for all Australians, my
yes,
friend.
Exactly.
We have an obligation, and I want to be able to show... talk to my great-grandchildren and show them some of our beautiful cultural heritage sites that we have from our First Nation Australians as well. It's just as important part of our history.
And the mining dollar should not become higher to heritage, First Nation heritage, Australian heritage.
The other thing, Trev, though, all the way through this, the Indigenous, all the Indigenous traditional owners we spoke to, none of them were against mining.
Yeah, okay. Yes. As long as you're communicating, he's mining in the right spot.
Except they said they need to respect our rights as traditional owners and our rights to protect our heritage and culture and for us to be able to get an economic benefit from it. So, you know, it's a no-brainer, but I'm glad I had the opportunity of doing this report, and I'm determined to do everything I can to make sure it works.
Warren, thank you very much for your yarn, and thank you for the update. All the best to you and your family, and we'll talk soon, my friend.
All the best, my friend. See you later.
Thank you. Honourable Warren Inch, member of LOCART, and he's a committee member of the interim report Never Again, which was tabled on the 9th of December 2020 in regard to the Northern Australian Committee final report inquiry into the destruction of the 46,000-year-old caves at Jungan Gorge in the Pilbara region of Western Australia to protect all Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander heritage across this country. Here we are in the 21st century, but of course, it said, yeah, the mining dollar should not be, should not be higher than the decision making in regard to cultural heritage, and we should be at the table and make the last decision. So there it is. Have you saying Yarn Up Strong, but you may have to do that tomorrow because it's come to the time where Murray signs off here. Back in the hot seat again tomorrow with your daily program, National Talk Black. It is your program. I'm just steering the ship. Trendy Trev's my name, Murray from the Curry, and the daily program is National Talk Black. It belongs to you, Mob. So do utilise it. That daily number, 1-800-422-416. Put that in your phone and lock it in there, and you can call us tomorrow. Otherwise, 24/7, you can text the brother, 045-714-0550, and our Facebook page as well, BBM987FM. All right, you mob, listen, stay black, stay deadly, stay strong. More importantly, stay safe. We're still in the pandemic. Borders are opening up very soon and coming into Queensland. So we need to do our bit. All our First Nation mob, you need to do what you need to do in regarding keeping yourself safe. Go and get the jab or get the information about the jab if you're still sitting on the fence. Too deadly, mob.